Our work finished, we empty the disgusting water from the pails and trudge toward Spence, exhausted and filthy. Talk has turned to the masked ball and what costumes we shall wear. Cecily and Elizabeth want to be princesses. They'll have their pick of silks and satins from which to fashion pretty dresses. Fee insists she will go as a Valkyrie. I say I should like to go as Miss Austen's Elizabeth Bennet, but Felicity tells me it is the dullest costume in the history of costumes, and no one should know who I was besides. I should have told Cecily to jump in the lake, Anne mutters. Why didn't you? I ask. What if she told Mrs. Nightwing I painted the stones? What if Mrs. Nightwing believed her? What if, Felicity says with an irritated sigh. What if you stood up to her for once? They hold all the power, Anne complains, because you give it to them. Anne turns away from Felicity, wounded. I wouldn't expect you to understand. No, you're right. I shan't ever understand your willingness to lie down and die, Felicity barks. If you won't at least try to fight, I have no sympathy for you.